Bob Rocks.
Hello, it's Chelsea Lynn calling.
Well, hello, Chelsea Lynn. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right.
I'm glad you're calling me.
Thank you. Well, thanks for taking my call.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you call. I pick up.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. You got it.
So are you excited for all this that's happening with the stand-up and everything?
Dude, it's so wild. Yes. It's exciting. I also get really nervous, but yeah, it's wild. I can't believe I'm doing it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. What was a normal day for you before going viral with Trailer Trash Tammy?
Oh, you know, just wake up. I've got two little dogs. They kind of keep me busy. I cooked breakfast this morning and just, you know, today I'm going to make some content, TikToks and stuff. So that's kind of a regular day, to be honest with you. I'm going to have sushi with my sisters tonight and then do it all again tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah.
So how is Chelsea different from Tammy? Is there any similarities or is that like nothing like you at all in real life?
I definitely feel like there's similarities. I, you know, I've got a little bit of Tammy in me, but I've always said I think everybody has a little bit of Tammy in them. I'm much more nicer than Tammy. She's, you know, a little abrasive.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not as abrasive, but, you know, I grew up in Oklahoma, like in a small town. So, like, you know, the trashy side of Tammy, that'll always be there, you know?
Yeah.
For sure.
Have you ever had a Tammy yell at you for using their name?
No.
Oh, okay.
People, I think, are usually proud.
Proud of that?
Yes. They are.
It is. They wear it with pride.
Exactly.
You need to add Tammy Lynn, though. You need to add a Lynn to the end.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you plan your content? Just kind of let it happen naturally and organically.
I'm a little bit of both, to be honest with you. It depends. Sometimes I get to riffing and it's just, you know, improv. And then sometimes I like to write out skits. So it's 50-50.
Yeah, I can feel like when you either have like your cousin or Daryl in there or somebody else, I kind of have a feeling that you guys are like that some of that's not planned and you are just like seeing who can make the next one crack.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Do people ask to be in your videos?
Oh, gosh, all the time. I mean, people will come up, people will message me, people will come up to me after shows. Oh, yeah, people ask to be in videos a lot.
Have you ever had, like, a crazy video bomb by a person?
No, I don't think so, no. And I really try to keep it with just kind of the people that, you know, I do videos with now. I try to keep it in that little circle, but I'm always, I mean, every once in a while I'll do a, you know, a random video with somebody random, but not really. I try to keep it tight.
Do you have any plans to make any other characters or are you like, I am Tammy and I will be Tammy till the day I die?
Well, I will be Tammy till the day I die for sure. But early on, years ago, I kind of dabbled in some other character stuff. And they kind of were interested. They just wanted Tammy. So that's what I've been sticking with.
Okay.
It worked.
Yeah, definitely. Now, do you do your stand-up as Tammy or are you Chelsea Lynn?
I do my stand-up in character as Tammy.
Okay.
But all of the material I write is true to me. Everything, you know, that I talk about has happened to me. It's all true stories. Like, that's Chelsea Lynn. I just go up there and tell it in Tammy's voice.
Okay.
Yeah. Which works for me. It works for me. I like it.
That's great. So is this now, I guess, stand-up and the social media content has become, like, your full-time job?
Oh, yeah. I quit my 9-to-5 5 years ago.
What was that?
I was working at a tech company, basically as an assistant for engineers. And I also worked at Whole Foods, the bakery.
Oh, nice. So you can bake some goods, huh?
Yes, yes, yes.
What was your favorite thing to bake?
You know what? We had this olive bread that was just killer. So stuff like that. Somebody who wouldn't bake or normally bake or eat at home, I love to do that. Stuff that's different. But yeah, I was doing those two jobs, you know, 5 years ago. And I literally just was like, I wasn't making much money online at all. And I was like, what? I'm gonna quit and do this whole time. It's just, thank God it's kind of worked out.
Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah. Do you have a backup plan if this doesn't continue? Which I don't know how it can't because your content is hilarious.
Thank you so much. Not really. You know, I've kind of invested in a couple rental properties. So probably something along those lines. Open houses, Airbnb, something like that, maybe.
That's something I've always wanted to think about getting into, but I just don't have that cash flow. Waiting for my income taxes, just like Tammy is.
There you go. Yeah.
How does it feel, I've got to ask, to be named Variety's top 10 comic to watch?
Dude, that doesn't even feel real when you say it. It's like somebody's like just made it up and I'm just going with it, honestly. It's wild. That's like a big, there's been some really big famous comedians come out of that list. So I'm just like, wow, dude, it's awesome.
I bet.
Unbelievable, to be honest.
So then who makes you laugh? Where do you like, where have you, this come kind of come from? Is there like a certain comedian that you've always loved, or is there one that you're watching now? Of course, you know, your husband and your cousin and everybody else.
Well, I was about to say, people that make me laugh now is honestly people in my group, you know, like I do videos with Crystal, you know, she plays my cousin, but her name is Libby Higgins. She opens for me and she lives with me. So the crew I hang around with and do videos with, we keep each other laughing, but growing up, it was probably like late 90s SNL cast for sure.
Ah, yes, like Adam Sandler.
Yes.
Chris Farley.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was it for me, man. I wanted to be on there so bad with them, you know. So I kind of had my own little, you know, real life SNL cast going on. So it's working.
You do. What if SNL ever came to you? Would you be like, yes, please sign me up?
On SNL?
Yeah.
I actually got invited to do an audition, and because you have to get invited to audition there, and I was touring and I didn't have the time to do it. So I actually had to turn that down, which was eye opening for me. I was like, oh my gosh, SNL has been my dream, you know, my whole life. And I turned down an audition. Like, what is going on here? But yeah, I don't know. You see, I don't know. I feel like I have so much going on.
Yeah, that just means there's something bigger and better coming for you, girl. That's all that means.
That's how I feel. Thank you. Yeah, that's kind of how I took it, you know?
Yep, that's how I would take it. There was a reason that right then and there wasn't the reason. And if it comes back around, great. If not, that means there was something bigger.
Right.
And you deserve it.
Thank you. I love that. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I got to ask, do you really live in a trailer?
Well, I grew up in one.
Really?
Oh gosh. Yes, girl. I grew up in several different trailers. Absolutely. I don't live in one now, but I live in just a normal house built in the 90s. It's really small. It's like a tiny three bedroom, one bath, you know, nothing fancy, kind of out in the country, but absolutely. I grew up in a trailer. Yeah, that's real.
Trailer trash Tammy, really, from stories from the trailer park.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I know, like, lately you've been doing all these mukbang videos, which I had to look up the term because I am not a social video. Like, I don't follow that so closely. So I was like, and then like, I was talking to my friend thinking like I knew, and I was talking shop, like, oh yeah, mukbanging that. And she's like, no, that's wrong. And I'm like, okay. I'm going to let you explain it because I'll probably still mess it up.
Okay. Well, I call it a mukbang as Tammy because that's funny if Tammy mispronounces stuff.
Right.
But it's pronounced as something crazy like mukbang or something, but I'm not going to say that. So say mukbang. And it's this weird phenomenon it started several years ago on YouTube where people are just literally just eating in front of the camera. And I thought, and these videos were getting millions of views, and I thought that was the craziest thing I've ever heard of. I was like, why are people watching people eat on camera?
Yeah, I don't get it.
I didn't either. And so I did one as Tammy as a joke, like as my way of making fun of it, to be honest. And boy, it just took off. People loved it. I kind of improv the whole thing. I take questions from, you know, comments. People, you know, can type in questions and I answer them on camera. And I just go through a drive-thru and order something. And I just sat there for about 30 minutes and just, you know, improv. And it's my number one requested video. Like, if I post anything else on YouTube, it doesn't get a lot of views.
Wow.
People want the mukbangs. It's wild.
Well, I have to say, I do love it because I can tell you're totally making fun. Like, when you're pointing to, like, the product cup or something, and you're just like, yes, point, 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 point. I'm like, they do that. Why?
I'm glad it comes across as I am kind of making fun of it, but, you know, making light of it. But it's just, I try to just, you know, they're fun to film and people love them. So, okay, I'll keep doing them.
So what's the best or worst thing that you've eaten in one of these mukbang videos?
You know, I usually try to go through like basic drive foods, like if they have a new menu. But sometimes if I'm on tour and there's like a drive through that is not like Whataburger is only really in a few different states. So like Culver's is only, you know, I try to find different stuff. And if I'm touring, people will let me know, like, Chelsea, there's a drive-thru. So I don't know. I try to find different things. I can't really think of anything, you know, best and worst that I've tried. It all kind of blends in, to be honest with you.
I bet it's just like one whole mess of just food and stuff, and all starts tasting the same, right?
Exactly.
So I do have to let you know that I think your baby Daryl is my ex-husband. So I think that makes us related. And I want to make sure that I'm invited to the next family reunion. And I will bring the potato salad, just to let you know.
Heck yeah. Did he have a skullet like Daryl?
When he was in his younger days before I got to him, but yeah.
That's funny. Oh my gosh. Well, yes, let's have a throwdown for sure.
All right, yeah, because like a jean jacket or what, not like a jean jacket, but it's one of those the jackets they wore back in like the 90s that had the patches on with the bands.
Oh, yeah.
Which I could see.
Squash.
Yeah, I could totally see Daryl having one of those in his closet.
I gotta get him one.
Okay. Yeah. I want to shout out for that one.
Yes.
Well, Chelsea Lynn, it's been so great talking to you. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. Call me and talk with me. And everybody needs to go out and see her live Sunday, March 12th at Hollywood Casinos in Charlestown, West Virginia. The Saturday show, that's got to be so awesome, sold out. You've added a second show.
I'm excited. It's going to be fun. I'm really excited.
Oh, we can't wait. Tickets, Hollywood Casinos, Charlestown.com. You can check her out at ChelseaLynn.com. Anything else you would like to share with us, Chelsea, before you head out?
Oh, man, that's it. Let's just party, dude. I'm stoked for this show. So.
Oh, we are ready to party with you. I know West Virginia is all excited about it.
Heck yeah.
All right, hon. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie.
All right.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.